Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Trump threw a UN resolution and with the help of Muslim rulers is preparing to place Gaza and the region of Ash-Sham under direct colonial control. Whenever America becomes unable to do something by itself, it uses the umbrella of the tyrannical United Nations. The satanic resolution 2803, designed to crush the Palestinian resistance, is the latest trick of today's pharaoh, Trump. According to this evil resolution, passed on the 17th of November, which the Pakistani government shamefully voted for under Trump's dictation, the governance of Gaza will be placed under a quote-unquote Board of Peace, BOP, chaired personally by pharaoh Trump. The same resolution passed on the 17th of November gives a mandate to an quote-unquote international stabilization force, consisting of troops from military countries, to protect the Jewish entity and disarm the Palestinian resistance. In practice, this will turn it into an quote-unquote Israeli defense force operating under Trump's orders. This quote-unquote Board of Peace, BOP, and its accompanying security structure will supervise Gaza until the 31st of December 2027, with possible extensions. This is the same plan that forms the rejected portion of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire proposal, which the entire Muslim world opposes and hates. And although treacherous Muslim rulers have quote-unquote approved it, none have dared implement it out of fear of their own people. That is why this old wine has been poured into a new bottle under the UN label. It is for implementing this American Zionist plan that General Qasem Munir recently visited Jordan. And now in response, the treacherous Jordanian king's visit to Pakistan is part of the same sequence. But sincere officers of Pakistan's armed forces and Muslims of Pakistan are united in their resolve that they will not at any cost facilitate any plan that bargains away Masjid al-Aqsa or Palestine, nor will they wear blue helmets and act as Zionist troops under Trump and Netanyahu. Rather, the time has come to remove the military commanders who act as Trump's facilitators and send the Muslim armies to eliminate the Jewish entity and liberate Masjid al-Aqsa from Jewish defilement. O armed forces of Pakistan, O people of influence, every sensible person understands that the only path to help Gaza is that the armies of the Muslims move against the Jewish occupiers of that blessed land. Allah says, وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. And if they fight you, they will turn their backs and flee. Then they will have no helper. Surah Ali Imran 111. But the ancient rulers and military commanders of the Muslims are moving step by step towards recognizing the illegitimate Jewish entity under the name of the Abraham Accords and other titles. This is a betrayal of Islam's commands, a sale of the first Aqidah, and deception concerning Muslim land which belongs to the Ummah's Bayt al-Mal. It is your responsibility not to allow any political or military leader to hand even an inch of Palestine's Islamic land to the Jews or any disbeliever, no matter what sacrifice the Ummah must offer. It is also clear that the two-state solution is nothing but a deception and is forbidden in Islam. In reality, it is a single Jewish state, while the so-called Palestinian state would not even have the authority of a municipal corporation built on roughly 10% of the land. And even for this, the Jewish rulers are not willing. This is not a state. It is a large prison whose wardens are the Jewish soldiers. All armed forces of Pakistan and influential figures. Instead of Pakistan, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, the Gulf, and the Middle Eastern states mobilizing for the elimination of the Jewish entity, all of them have moved to protect it by acting against the Palestinian resistance. But all their efforts will fail. And surely, the time for the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is near. لَتُقَاتِلُنَّ الْيَهُودَ فَلَا تَقْتُلَنَّهُمْ. You will certainly fight the Jews and you will certainly kill them. Sahih Muslim. But these glad tidings will be fulfilled only through some courageous believing men who will pave the way for change in Islamabad and give the pledge of allegiance to Hizb al-Tahrir, a true leadership of the Ummah, fully prepared for the establishment of the Khilafah. It is your Khalifa who, with Allah's help, will end this long night of humiliation, abolish the borders dividing the Muslims, unite Afghanistan, Central Asia, the Gulf, and other regions into one Khilafah, and encircle the disbelievers from all sides. Then will arrive the time when the very soul of the Jewish entity will tremble and the Jews will seek refuge behind trees and stones. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود فيقتلهم المسلمون حتى يختبئ اليهودي من وراء الحجر والشجر فيقول الحجر أو الشجر يا مسلم يا عبد الله هذا يهودي خلفي فتعال فاقتله.
The hour will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews. The Muslims will kill them until the Jew hides behind a tree or a stone. And the stone or the tree will say, O Muslim, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me. Come and kill him. Sahih Muslim. So those who seek success should strive for this path. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.